It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and kind of a heavy hour previous to this with Frederick Douglass's very famous speech to some women up in Rochester, New York, abolitionists and also suffragettes. I hope you got something out of it. I mean, I understand that the language is a little stilted and it's hard to understand the way they spoke at those times, and we didn't know the names of those people that he was talking about in most cases, and but I hope you understood his anger and his concern for the United States still having slavery at the time that he made that speech. That speech was done in 1856. We were still 5 years away from the Civil War, which effectively started the change away from slavery. And many of my African American friends would tell you that there is still some of that going on. It may not be enslavement, but there is definitely some problems that we have, and we need to find a cure to them. We need to find it in our hearts to love each other. Okay, I'm not going to go on. We're going to go into Swap Shop, and you're welcome to give us a holler here at WWGH. The phone number is 740-383-9944. If you have something that you want to sell, we have had very light selling over the last 3 or 4 months since the COVID-19 epidemic started up, understandably, and we're not encouraging it. We just, we're going to keep the show going just so, you know, there are people that call in and they can do things like they're having a garage sale and they'd like to mention where their garage sale is. We'd be more than happy to do that. We've had some churches call in events that are going on, and we have a call right now. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, Glenn. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you? Good afternoon. It is afternoon,
oh, man,
isn't it?
I am doing terrific.
Good. That's good.
Just enjoying this weather.
91 degrees right now, and there's a health or a heat warning, yeah. So be careful out there.
I get out quite a bit, but...
Is the humidity high when you went out? Did you notice?
Huh?
Was the humidity high?
Oh, yeah. It's warm, but we got a breeze. got a breeze. I got a nice porch in the front.
Yeah.
Now, if the wind is coming out at east, west, or north, I get a breeze.
Okay.
On the porch, it's covered, and it's nice.
And if it's coming from the south, it's warm, right? It's hot.
If it's coming from the south, I don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's all behind me. The house is behind me. So, you know, but... Glenn, I don't know what you might call it. It's what you put whatnot things in.
Okay.
You know, it's pictures and, you know, whatever you want to collect, or, you know, Mom, you anybody that's looking for a whatnot counter or cupboard or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, it's a cupboard type thing, yeah. Like an old Hoosier cabinet or something that big?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. Not a scratch on it. Got a light in it, and it's got I think it's got five shelves in, and they're glass.
Uh-huh.
It's half round? Half round.
So it's like a corner cabinet then, maybe.
No. It's straight in the back.
Oh.
And the rest of it, it's like maybe a 8 foot in diameter, round circle, and cut in half.
Okay.
It's about 4 foot wide, I think, close to that, give or take a little bit. And its rest of it, that half is round.
Okay, that's interesting.
And it's got a glass in the back, and it looks like you're looking right on through it.
Okay.
You'd have to see it. Anybody would.
Yeah, it's hard to
see what it looks like.
It's hard to imagine
what it is. And it's about, I think it's close to 7 foot high. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me look at it here.
Yeah, that's probably, in most houses, a cabinet would be 6.5 to 7 feet, I would guess, yeah.
And it's got beautiful woodworking on it, overhanging up the top, and all the glass, it's got a light in it, and all the glass, wait, let me see here, all the glasses are all rounded. It's got two doors, one on each side, and they're all the glass in it is round them. The one in front is round them. And you look in it, you look like you're looking right on through it, but you're not. I mean, it is full of whatnot things.
So are you selling the whatnot things too? Or are you just selling the cabinet?
Huh?
Are you selling the whatnots as well, or are you just selling the cabinet?
We could sell both.
Okay.
With them, or without them. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. And do you have any idea yet of what you're going to ask around, price-wise, or are
you got any idea what you're going to ask for it?
Just gonna have to negotiate, right?
If anybody's really interested in it, wants to look at it, they're welcome to look at it. But now, if you're not, I don't want a house full coming in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you come in, you absolutely must wear a mask.
Okay, must wear a mask.
And
yeah.
If you're interested, I'll show you, but if you're not interested, just don't bother.
Yeah, sure. And
my telephone number is
740-382-0383.
The last four. 382-0383.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. You're kind of calling it a whatnot cabinet. You think it's around 7 foot by about 4 feet wide, and we gotta give you props on that. It may be a little bigger, it may be a little shorter, and it's made out of wood and glass, and the glass in the cabinet is rounded, which is kind of cool. And
it's a kind of a dark maple in color. It's all wood now.
Dark maple.
There's no imitation stuff to this.
Okay.
It's got a light in it, and it's heavy. I mean, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Somebody got a big room or whatever that wants to put valuable stuff in it, fine.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Somebody looking for something like this.
Okay. It's got two doors.
Two doors.
And it's full of whatnots that you're willing to sell as well. So, and you're going to have to negotiate on the price, but if somebody wants to come and take a look at it, you're going to ask that they wear a mask. And
they gotta wear a mask.
You gotta do that,
or they won't get in. It's
plain
and simple as that. And if I ain't bad mistaken, Glenn, I think the door's locked.
Oh, okay.
I think they lock. Let me check. It's right here. I believe it is. I'm not for sure. No.
Okay. But it has doors that close.
Yeah.
All right.
If somebody's looking for something, it's pretty to set whatnot things you ought to see it with. Well, I've got in it. We'll sell it with it or without it.
I'd like to see it
quite frankly.
I mean, hey.
But I'm not going to come over and bother you because I don't have any money to buy anything.
It's probably got the name on it right here on the cord. What's the name of it, Mo? It's gorgeous now, I'm telling you. It's got one of the beautiful overhang at the top and the woodwork going down between the front. The real front is not, it don't open, but the doors on each side does. It's just gorgeous, I'm telling you.
Okay, we'll take your word for it. Let me give you the call, read back your phone number and make sure I have that right, because I'm not sure I do. 0383. Okay. Yeah. Well, we will certainly announce that, and I wish you the best of luck. And I think that's a great idea to make sure that people wear masks. And please don't bother this gentleman if you're not interested, seriously. So, because, you know, there's a lot of crud going around right now. All right.
If somebody's looking for a beautiful piece of whatnot, catching all pictures or whatever they want to put in it, you ain't going to beat the scenery of this thing.
All right.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's not a piece of junk. I'm telling you it's not a piece of junk.
Okay. We will mention this two or three times in the next hour. Hopefully we'll get somebody to give you a call.
Okay.
All right.
Stay cool. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too, and stay cool. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. We have a whatnot case. It's roughly 7 foot by 4 feet. It's wood and glass, and the glass is rounded, so you know it's older and it's expensive. It was in its day. I think he said it was dark maple. Has a couple of doors in it that you can open and close to put your whatnots in. And he's willing to sell it as well as the whatnots. 740-382-0383. Let's go to the phones.
You're on the air. How can we help you? You're on the air. How can we help you? I'm afraid I lost him. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think I need one of those cabinets, that's for sure.
You don't?
No, I was wondering whenever he was going to get off the line near me.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, I got air conditioner for sale. It's a small Whirlpool.
Small?
Window that's okay. 24 wide by about 14 inch opening there, and it works okay. Fine, and I want $75 for it.
Okay.
And my number is 740 area code, 802-0895.
Say that last four.
Pardon?
The last four numbers again. I'm sorry. 802.
Let me run the whole number by
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah,
that's,
sure.
Area code 740.
Yep.
And 802 0895. Did you get it?
Yep, I got it. Let me read this back to you.
Okay.
You've got a small window air conditioner, roughly 24 inches by 14 inches.
Right.
And you'd like to get $75 for it.
Well, I'm not going to sell it for any less.
Okay.
And it's working fine. And it's, like I said, a Whirlpool.
Okay. And it's a Whirlpool. Yeah.
For one room, it's, you know, it won't do two rooms. It's just for a bedroom or something.
Yeah. I got one of those.
I used it, but I'm using essential air now. I got essential air and I used it, you know.
Yeah. Now all it is a heavy weight out in the garage, right?
No, actually, it's not that heavy.
Okay.
A big, strong woman could probably carry it.
Okay. I've got one of those at my house. Big, strong woman.
Yeah.
Your phone number is 740-802-0895. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir. And thanks for your service. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you for calling.
Okay, good luck. All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Everybody, stay nice and cool, but thanks for calling in. He has a small Whirlpool air conditioner, 24 inches by 14 inches. He wants $75 for it. It works. It's 740-802-0895.
1-800-795-0895. And if you want to give them a call, and make sure you do it safely. If you're going to buy that from the gentleman, arrange that he's, you know, you get the money to him in an envelope and he leaves the air conditioner out on the porch or something. You know, find a way to be safe, all right? All right. So now we have that and a whatnot cabinet, about 7 feet by 4 feet, wood and glass, and the glass is rounded, so you know it's an expensive one. Dark maple, two doors. It's full of whatnots, and he'll sell those as well. 740-382-0383 for that, and he is going to require that if you stop by to look at it, you must wear a mask, all right? And the other thing, the small air conditioner, 740-802-0895. Good shopping to everybody. Let's hope that we can help those folks out. Let's see. What did I do as far as my... There's my trivia stuff. Almost lost it. All right. Anyway, it's Swap Shop here on WWGH, 740-383-9944, and you're welcome to call in with anything. We also are, if you want to mail in stuff, you can. Got your pencil ready? And we'll give you the address where you can mail stuff you want to swap or trade or whatever. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that one more time just in case you didn't get that pencil out of the pocket quickly enough. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right, let's head back to a little trivia. All right? I love this list of trivia, 250 questions it gave me, and most of them are pretty good. Some of them are a little rough, but most of them are pretty good. How many children does Oprah Winfrey have? That's pretty simple. You know, she has zero. No children. Oprah Winfrey. I got a chance to meet with her one time. One of my basketball players, she invited me to bring one of our basketball players on her show in Chicago. This was back before she was Oprah. she was a local star at the time. And we took one of our basketball players on who was about 6'8". And she had another gentleman on who was about 5'2", Ronnie Hurdies. He was a jockey. And so she was doing a show on the tall and the short. And so I got to meet her. She didn't give me a car. Okay, here's the question. If you want to call in and give your answer on this, I'll take it. We'll give you 3 minutes to respond to this question. Where is the Sea of Tranquility? Where is the Sea of Tranquility? Our number, 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We don't have much to give you, but we'll give you an attaboy. All right. What country has the world's most ancient forest? The world's most ancient forest. Now, this one, I'm going to give you the answer to this because I can't imagine that you know the answer to this without getting on Google, right? The country that has the world's most ancient forest is Austria. I don't know how they know that. Surely they don't chop down the trees and count the rings, do they? I don't know. Maybe the trees fall down under storms or something like that and they can count the rings. But that's the country that it's claimed to have the most ancient forest, Austria. Now we're waiting for... Oh, here we got a phone call. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you? This is Swap Shop. Hello? Oh, I forgot to turn up the right mic.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, the Sea of Tranquility is on the moon, isn't it?
You got it. Pat yourself on the back. That's an attaboy. Do you remember when we landed on near the Sea of Tranquility?
July of 1969.
You hit that one right on the head, too.
On a Sunday night, I was working at Angelo's Pizza on East Center Street.
Oh, fantastic. I was proposing to my wife at that time. She says I didn't, but I did. Great answer.
I was 16 years old.
Yeah, I was 23, something like that. I don't
know. You're an old guy.
Yeah. Who cares? Who's counting, right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Attaboy. Good answer. The Sea of Tranquility is on the moon, and it's not a sea. It's not even close to a sea. It's a big dust bowl. But it looks like a sea from here. If you look up, you can actually see it, you know, when the moon's full, and take out your, you don't even need binoculars, but it makes it a lot easier to see the Sea of Tranquility. It looks like a big lake, a big ocean up on the moon. Which kind of bulbs were, I'm going to give you, I'll give you 3 minutes on this one too. Because this is kind of a well-known answer, but I'd like to hear if we got as smart a crowd as I think we have. Which kind of bulbs, B-U-L-B-S, bulbs, were once exchanged as a form of currency? Not light bulbs. Which kind of bulbs were exchanged as a form of currency? I bet you know the answer to that. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. What color jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France? The last Tour de France that I watched, I think, was probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it was when... what's his name? And I've forgotten his name. The guy that got so much trouble for drugging. Shoot, I can see his face. Anyway, that was the last time I watched any part of the Tour de France. And it was great fun. Boy, I wouldn't want to do that. Can you imagine the pain that you have in your body after doing that? Let's go to the phone. All right, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Is that Bob Tulip?
You got it. It's a tulip bulb. Can you imagine paying somebody using a bulb like that as money? I can't.
What was the other question?
The most recent question was what color jersey is worn by the winner of each stage of the Tour de France. You got the answer to that one?
Yellow.
Yellow is right. You get a double pat on the back. All right.
That's okay.
It sounds like you deserve it. And stay out of the sun because it's really hot. It's 91 degrees out there right now.
Keep going what you're doing.
No, thank you very much. Have a great day. All right. I'm going to stay out of the sun. I'm going to hit the here. I'll be leaving here in about, 23 minutes, something like that. I think I will spend no more than 15 seconds getting across the street into the car and with the air conditioner on because it is hot out there, really hot. Which chess piece can only move diagonally? Ooh, are you a chess player? I used to play a little chess. I'm not. It always bored me. I don't know why it bored me. I guess I was too stupid to know how to do it. But the only chess piece that can move, that only moves diagonally. Now, there are several of them that can move diagonally. But this one, that's the only way it can move, is the bishop. And the bishop is the little guy with the bishop's hat on it. You know, he's probably about the fourth or fifth largest critter on the board. I played a little bit of it. I was more into the athletic type of games. I played ping pong a lot more than I played chess. When I was in the Army field band, every lunch period when we weren't on the road touring, every lunch period, several of us would go to the, there was a room there where we had two or three ping pong tables, and I played ping pong every single day. I loved playing ping pong. One of the, and then when I got out of the Army, I went to work at a university where they had a racquetball court, so I switched over to racquetball, which is basically ping pong, only bigger. And I really enjoyed that, and it was really good aerobic exercise. But then all of a sudden my eyes started getting old, and I couldn't see, I couldn't judge the ball very well. So I went to an ophthalmologist, and she told me, I can't help you much because your eyes are, you're becoming, I was getting the problem, I couldn't read, you know, so I had to buy those readers. But they didn't help when the ball was coming from a long way away to close, and I'd still miss the ball. So I kind of, I didn't give up racquetball, but I just got worse and worse. But I played with one of the best players at Ohio University. He was our swim coach, and he was one of the best in the on the city, you know, in the city. And he and I won an awful lot of matches. And the only reason why he kept me as his partner is because I would dive for anything. And I was still fairly quick. But I was starting to gain a little weight. And, yeah, that Pizza Hut buffet they had just killed me. Anyway, when did the Cold War end? And this is kind of, well, I guess it ended. I guess they're saying it ended when the wall came down. Is that what they're saying? Anyway, this trivia book says 1989. That's when the Cold War ended. Okay, we're glad it ended. We hope it doesn't start back up. Yeah, that's what I'm a little afraid of right now. Hey, by the way, we've got a couple of things that people have called in to sell here on Swap Shop. There's one gentleman has a whatnot cabinet. And it sounds like it's a really old, good whatnot cabinet because it's made out of dark maple and it has rounded glass windows in it. It's about 7 feet tall by about 4 feet wide with a couple of doors. And he says it's filled with whatnots and he's willing to sell those as well. Okay? You know, whatnots used to be really valuable. I don't know if they are anymore, but it kind of depends on what the whatnot is, right? He does require, if you decide to come over and take a look at it, he will require that you wear a mask. And if you're not very seriously interested, please don't bother him. His phone number. You ready? You got your pencil out? If you're interested in the whatnot cabinet, call 740-382-0383. 740-382-0383. Okay? We also had another gentleman that called in. He's got one of those small AC air conditioning units, one of those window units. I have one of those. I have two of those. I've loaned it to a relative, but she doesn't need it anymore. So I'm going to go pick it up. If our in-house breaks down, we'll have two window. But anyway, it's a Whirlpool, so it's a good one. And he'd like to sell it for $75. It's an AC small window unit, 24 inches by about 14 inches. You got your pencil ready? 740-802-0895. 740-802-0895. And we'll give that one more time before we get off the air. So if in case you missed that those numbers, I'll give it one more time toward the end of the show. And you're welcome to call in if you have something to sell or if you have a garage sale. If you have a garage sale this weekend, I hope you have some shade. 91 degrees right now. There is a heat advisory out there right now, so be very careful. And if you're as old as I am, just don't do it. Just don't go out. All right. What is allspice alternatively known as? Now, I didn't know this, and I do have allspice. But I didn't know that this is, and I use allspice. What is it alternatively known as? allspice. Pimento. You know, the stuff they stick in olives? Is that right? Well, that's what it says here. I'm willing to go along with it as long as most of my other question. Well, I haven't come across a question that I thought was wrong. So the alternative to allspice is known as pimento. It's red, and allspice is sort of reddish. Okay. Who invented scissors? Not Mr. Scissor Hand. Excuse me. Got caught there with a little bit of pollen, I guess. Who invented scissors? All right. I'm going to give you the answer. Leonardo da Vinci. Boy, he invented a lot of stuff, didn't he? He's a pretty smart guy. Probably a lot smarter than me. Well, I know he was a lot smarter than me. Okay, this is a question. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to answer this one. This one's a little tough. It wasn't what I thought at all. Okay, are you ready? All right, here's the question, and I'll give you 3 minutes to call in and give us the answer. And you know what you get in return. If you get it right, you get an attaboy. Which country was the Caesar salad invented in? And I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Italy. Which country was the Caesar salad invented in? All right. A lot of you are going to be surprised about this one. All right. 12:45, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. And we're on the air with Swap Shop and also a lot of trivia. And we do have a couple of things that people are looking to get rid of. One of them is an AC unit, small window unit. He wants $75 for this very good Whirlpool unit, 740-802-0895. And also a gentleman has a whatnot cabinet. We're calling it that because we have no idea what to call it. A whatnot cabinet, 7 foot by 4 foot, wood and glass. The glass is rounded, so you know it was expensive. It's made out of dark maple and has two doors. And it's if you want to line up a chance to look at it, call 740-382-0383. He will require that you wear a mask if you come to his house, and I can't say I blame him on that one. All right. Which country was the Caesar salad invented in? That's the question we're asking for all of you smart Marianites to give us a call on if you know the answer to it. On which ship did Charles Darwin make his famous expedition, which led to his theory of evolution? I love the name of this ship. I love anything to do with dogs. There's your hint. What was the name of the ship that he took his famous expedition on, which led him to the theory of evolution? It was the HMS Beagle. Oh, we got a call here. Let's see if we got an answer to one of our questions. Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
That cabinet that old man's trying to sell is a China cabinet.
China cabinet. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. We didn't know what to call it.
That's what it is.
All right, thank you very much. And
may I ask you how old you are?
I'm sorry?
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 84, or 74. I'm sorry, I tried to give myself a decade. 74.
Maybe I was older than you, but I'm 2 years younger.
Oh, okay. Well, you're just a pup.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You also. Bye.
Yeah, I had somebody look at me the other day and ask me how old I was. And I said, well, I'm 74. And he looked at me like he thought I was lying, which was one of the nicest compliments I've ever gotten, I guess. I guess I don't look like I'm 74. I may look like I'm 84. I don't know. He didn't believe me when I told him. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Oh, it's me again.
Okay.
Caesar salad was invented in Tijuana, Mexico in 1924.
You got that right on the head. I had no idea. Tijuana, Mexico did the Caesar salad. I wonder where in the world they came up with that.
I don't know.
A great call. I appreciate it. Attaboy.
Thank God for Google.
Yeah.
Later.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank God for Google. There are a lot of people who disagree with that, but I agree with it. It's kind of fun. It was invented a long time ago, too, the 20s. Caesar salad was invented down in Mexico. Jeez. Why in the world would they have called it a Caesar salad? I don't know. Maybe it was Caesar. I don't like Jesus instead of Jesus. Okay. Let's continue on here. We've got one gentleman has already gotten two or three attaboys. That's good. We're having fun. On which ship? I already did that one. In which film did father and son actors Will and Jaden Will Smith? Sorry, let me reread that one. My mouth was not working. In which film did father and son actors Will and Jaden Smith first appear together? Now, I didn't know this because I've never seen this movie. The movie was Pursuit of Happyness. I'm going to have to go home and look that one up. I really don't even remember the name. So, but that's interesting. Will and Jaden Smith were in that one. Weren't they also in Independence Day together, I believe? I don't know. Okay. I know you guys are going to, somebody out there is going to have the answer to this one. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes to call in so you can get your attaboy. Which NFL team holds the record for the most Super Bowl appearances? Not wins. Appearances. Which NFL team holds the record for the most Super Bowl appearances? I will give you a little hint. It's not my Bears. I think my Bears have only been in one. They won it, but that was what, 85, something like that. Yeah, you know, I left Chicago. I was a big fan of all Chicago teams, Cubs, Bulls, Bears. Not so much the Blackhawks, but I still rooted for them. I'm not much of a hockey fan. But, sure, we leave in 83, and the Bulls start winning, and the Bears win the Super Bowl, and my Cubs stunk anyway. So let's hope they don't stink again. But what do you think? We're going to have baseball coming up here toward the end of the month. I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big baseball fan. I have a son who is an All-American baseball player, so I got to see a lot of baseball throughout my life. He just missed on getting on the Cincinnati Reds. He went to a tryout, and he was the fastest kid there and scored the highest number of points offensively and defensively, and still didn't make the team, but nobody from that group made the team. And one of the scouts told me, well, you do understand he's 22, so he's too old. Too old at 22. Okay. What famous horse won the Triple Crown in 1973? If you don't know this one, you don't know anything. I knew this one. Well, and I'm not a big horse racing fan. I'm afraid to watch. Maybe you're like me. I'm afraid to watch horse racing on TV. I don't want to see a horse break its leg. And it seems like I've watched two or three times when that's happened. I just hate seeing that. Anyway, the horse that's so famous that won the Triple Crown in 73 was Secretariat. Probably the biggest name in horses of horse racers. Yeah. Anyway, in medieval England, what was used as currency specifically for rental agreements? Now, this one is pretty far out, so I'm going to tell you the answer to this. Eels. The first time I had an eel, have you ever eaten eel? Oh, my gosh. I had an eel in Amsterdam. I don't know why I ordered it. I guess I was probably some pretty girl
This was before I was married. It's probably some pretty girl said, "I dare you," and I said, "Oh, no problem." It was horrible. It was like he'd eaten rubber. Ooh, it was terrible. Never have eaten it since, and I don't plan on ever eating it again. All right, 12:54. Clock is running down. We only have a few more minutes here on Swap Shop, but I do have two things that people are trying to get rid of. Let me give those to you. Got your pencil ready? I'll give you a couple seconds to go get your pencil if you need the phone number. One's an air conditioner, and the other is a china cabinet, I was told. Okay, so here they are. The Whirlpool window, small air conditioner, about 24 inches by 14 inches. The gentleman wants $75 for it. It's a good one. It's a Whirlpool. 740-802-0895. Let me give you that number one more time here. 740-802-0895. Now, the other one, the gentleman that called in said it was a whatnot cabinet, and the other gentleman that just called said it's a china cabinet. I'll go with either one. It's about 7 feet by 4 feet. It has a couple of doors. The glass is curved, so it's probably an expensive one, and it's made out of a dark maple. It has two doors. It's full of little knickknacks, whatnots, and he's willing to sell those with it. But now you're going to have to look at the stuff, right? So what you need to do is call him, but he doesn't want people coming to his place if they're not seriously interested, and also if they're not masked. You have to wear a mask. And his phone number, you ready? Got your pencil? 740-382-0383. 740-382-0383. Okay, let me give you maybe one or two more trivia questions, and then we'll go back and give one last play of what we have for sale, okay? What is the most common letter in the English alphabet? I always would have thought it was going to be an A, but it wasn't A. Hang on, we've got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Can you tell me another name for dishes?
Say that again. My earplug fell out.
Another name for your dishes.
Another name for our dishes? What's that?
Pottery.
Pottery?
Crock. You know, like your old crock? Crockery.
Oh, crockery.
That's what they call that. They also call that cabinet. A crockery cabinet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I've heard that before. And Ohio is very famous for all of us, our pottery and crockery that we have developed here. So, okay, very good. We'll pass that along.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm learning. I'm getting smarter. Thanks a lot, everybody. Let me run down those two items again. One gentleman has an air conditioner, a small one, 24 inches by 14 inches. It's a Whirlpool. He'd like $75 for it. It's working. Very good. 740-802-0895. All right. 740-802-0895. All right. And the other thing that we've been calling it, all sorts of different things. It started out a whatnot cabinet, then a china cabinet, and now a crockery cabinet. It's 7 foot by 4 feet, so it's fairly large. It's wood with rounded glass. It has two doors. It's made out of dark maple. It's full of crockery and whatnots and all sorts of things that he'll sell with it. But if you want to arrange to take a look at it, and please don't call if you're not interested, seriously interested, but if you want to call, go by, and you're going to have to wear a mask, he says, but if you want to go by, give him a call at 740-382-0383. Let me give you that number again. 740 382-0383. Well, this has been Swap Shop. Today, is it the 9th, I think? Something like that. Let me look it up. It's Thursday the 9th, and we'll be back on next week with Swap Shop. We're also going to have on next week a gentleman running for state senator, Schwartz, I'm sorry. We're going to have him on, so we hope you'll tune in early Thursday. He'll be on from probably... I'm going to have to look that up when he's going to be on. Anyway, thanks for watching and listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble saying
bye. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.